Some last-minute calculations were likely called for when New Jersey Governor Chris Christie presented his state budget proposal this afternoon. Thanks to yesterday's court ruling mandating that the state come up with nearly $1.6 billion for the public employee pension system by the end of June. Helping us to assess today's budget proposal is John Reitmeier, budget and finance writer for NJ Spotlight. John, thanks for being here.
I'm happy to be with you. Thank you.
And before factoring the court finding into today's $33.8 billion proposal, take us back to 2010 and 2011 when pension reforms were enacted with, as the Republican governor stresses, bipartisan support.
New Jersey's had a longstanding underfunding of the pension system. And Governor Christie, in his first year, he took office amid a recession and made no payment into the pension system, continuing a trend that some previous governors had followed. There was an effort in 2011 to both increase state contributions into the pension system and also to ease the cost burden by doing things like making employees pay more for their pension benefits and suspending cost of living adjustments for most of the pension funds that make up our pension system. We were on course at that point to see that big cost curve start to go downward, but we hit some economic problems. The budget revenue didn't come in the way it was projected, and the state backtracked on its commitment to make bigger pension contributions as an employer, and so that's put us where we are today.
And it's getting even worse. The court finding also means the state will have to find a way to make a pension contribution close to $3 billion in the fiscal year, which starts July 1st. And here's where the political divide comes. Republicans predictably say shave costs, and Democrats are more likely to say grow revenue.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're hearing in reaction to the governor's budget address. We heard Republicans applaud the governor's call for further benefits cuts and really an overhaul of the entire system, both on the pension side and on the health care side. And then we heard a different message from Democrats, and it was predominantly, let's put the focus on growing the economy. If we were to do things that would bring more economic growth, there would be more money for a lot of different priorities, including paying the benefits that public employees have earned.
Though there are some red flags in that regard, there's a sluggish state revenue output, and also the Transportation Trust Fund is going to lose its primary source of money starting in the new fiscal year.
So when we hear that New Jersey has big fiscal challenges, those are among the top of the list there. We heard very little today, actually, about the Transportation Trust Fund. We only heard that the state treasurer said right now the plan is to borrow about $600 million more, which falls far short of what New Jersey has been spending on an annual basis on transportation infrastructure, road, bridge, and rail projects.
Thankful for those putting up with this seemingly endless winter. The calendar will turn the page to March, April, May, and then when we get to end of the June, what do you see as a likely scenario to solve this short-term gap?
Boy, there is a lot of negotiating that has to go on, and there was a joke today among the press about some sort of a Magna Carta-type agreement that would put this all into one big negotiation. I know that the sides are very far apart, although there have been ongoing negotiations. I know the governor has been talking to legislative leaders about the transportation funding issue, about the pension issue. Some of the ideas that have been proposed on public employee benefits were originally something Senate President Steve Sweeney put forward. So there is room for cooperation. It's just the big question of, can they get together? A big wild card is Governor Christie's future possible presidential ambitions and what role that could play in any decisions that would be made for New Jersey, and how would they play nationally for the governor?
Well, I'll put it right back on you. As you just cited it, how do his presidential aspirations weigh into local politics?
So some of the experts I've talked to have said he's really in a tough bind because New Jersey's pretty much looking at raising revenue, which is, you know, code for tax increases. At the same time, though, New Jersey's had some longstanding problems, and the governor's known as a leader, his brand is leadership, and so if he were to take on those problems and address them, it would burnish that reputation. The devil's in the details, though. How would he do it? And if it involves a tax increase, ultimately that might fix the problem for New Jersey, but that might be a bigger problem for him in a Republican presidential primary if there's going to be one for him.
The governor appointed an independent, nonpartisan, so-called New Jersey Pension and Health Benefits Study Commission. What details did they come forward with?
So we are literally just digesting that material There are some big ideas involving freezing of a, of the current pension system, creating some trusts, really some technical changes that have the potential to make a real difference. There's discussions of putting a 40-year payment plan in place and doing it through a constitutional ballot question. Those are all details we're just digesting, and it's unclear if they will even be a starter with some of the legislative leaders. What we were hearing initially from them, they want to see a payment from the administration into the pension system, a more robust payment, before they talk about any of these more creative ideas.
Above and beyond this looming pension issue, did anything else of note stand out in the governor's address this afternoon?
I think something to take away is we're going to see flat funding in this budget for education in New Jersey, for formula aid, money that goes directly to local school districts. We're going to see flat funding for municipalities. We're going to see flat funding for homestead property tax relief, which is something a lot of New Jersey's lower income and moderate income residents and seniors receive. We've had increases in property tax bills in New Jersey. Municipalities are facing higher costs. School districts are facing higher costs. So a lot of them will tell you flat funding means a tax increase. It's not listed in the budget as a tax increase. But if flat funding doesn't keep pace with growth, that usually pushes the cost down to the residents, the school districts, and the towns.
John, thanks for joining us to help make sense of the numbers.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
John Reitmeier, budget and finance writer for NJ Spotlight. You can hear more of our conversation at newsworks.org.